latest team news from clubcall.com.
These are latest Manchester City headlines. Pep Guardiola was giving his first City press conference as manager on Friday. Guardiola, as you'd expect, has been speaking on a whole range of issues after being unveiled as the new City manager officially last week. And one of the things to come out of the press conference was that Guardiola believes that the challenge of facing Jose Mourinho again can only inspire him to reach new heights. The new Man City boss is poised to clash with old adversary Mourinho, who's of course recently installed at local rivals Manchester United. The pair fought numerous battles during their time in Spain when Guardiola led Barcelona and Mourinho was in charge at Real Madrid. Guardiola said, "I think Jose said pretty well in his press conference that it is not about him or me. We are not focused on each other. The other one is going to win some. It is so tough to win the games here, but we played many games, many times against each other. I can say only as a coach, big coaches helped me to reach another level, and Jose is one of them." Guardiola has also backed Raheem Sterling to bounce back from his poor form at Euro 2016 and impress for City in the new campaign. Sterling was one of the most criticised players for England as he struggled in France. However, Guardiola has backed the 21-year-old. He said, "We're going to learn. The problem is recovering confidence when a player has no quality. That is a big problem. Then I cannot help him. But Sterling has the quality," he said. "He just has to focus on his life, his profession, and I'm pretty sure that he will play good," he said. Just one piece of transfer news. City apparently want to complete the signing of 20-year-old Schalke winger Leroy Sahn swiftly, now that the Germany international is out of Euro 2016. It is thought that City will sign Sahn before the new campaign gets underway.